So February is gone, Lynn Scher. That means today, March 1st, is the beginning of Women's History Month.
Women's History Month indeed, John. Thank you for knowing that.
I certainly don't want to think about the weather anymore.
Right. No, this is a big one. And who better to kick off Women's History Month than Eve Ensler, who has been helping rewrite women's history and future for years. You probably know her best as the author of the smash hit The Vagina Monologues, or maybe you know her because she founded the movement V-Day to help end violence against women. Now she's got a new project and a new book about the lives of young women. It's called I Am an Emotional Creature, and it's a collection of fictional stories and monologues written from the perspective of teenage girls around the world. Eve Ensler joins us from her home here in New York. Hi, Eve.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for being with us on this nice day.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
So, Eve, you have given voice to abused women, to women who undergo plastic surgery, to all sorts of women. Why teenagers now?
Well, I think after traveling around the world for the last 12 years with V-Day, I was meeting and listening and watching so many lives of girls around the world. And it really began, a theme began to emerge kind of everywhere I went, that girls were kind of being pressured by cultural, familiar, societal mandates everywhere in the world to please someone. And it didn't matter if it was being, you know, in Westchester County and not having the perfect pair of purple Uggs, or whether it was girls starving themselves so they could look like an idea of what they were supposed to look like, or whether it was being in Kenya where girls were being forced to have female genital mutilation, or what, I mean, every society seemed to have some kind of pressure and some kind of mandate to control girls and determine girls. And I wanted to create a piece where girls were either addressing that, resisting that, not being able to resist that, and look at how we could help girls really be their authentic selves.
We keep hearing from scientists and others that teenagers are out of control, that there are all these raging hormones, we know about that, and that their brains are really underdeveloped as teenagers. Do you agree?
No, not at all. I actually think that teenagers are alive and awake and emotional and passionate and compassionate, and that their empathy is deeply awake. And I think that, you know, I know when I was a teenager, I was told every single day of my life, you're too intense, you're too alive, you're too emotional, you're too dramatic. I was even called Sarah Bernhardt. And so I tried to shut myself down and temper myself and censor myself.
And nobody really says that about you anymore, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
Eve, let me move on from the book for just a moment. I know you've got a very special mission you're also about to launch in the Congo. The mission is called City of Joy, where survivors of sexual violence after the horrible wars there can remake their lives. Give us a quick update on that. When is it actually opening?
It's opening in May, and it's going to be a place where women can turn their pain to power after they have suffered enormous suffering and pain and obviously atrocities in a war that's being fought over the minerals in the Congo. And people can get involved by going to vday.org and looking at the Congo site there and really become a part of the movement to support women in the Congo taking back their destinies and their bodies and their minerals and their resources.
After a truly horrific experience for so many of them. Eve Ensler, the new book is called I Am an Emotional Creature. The project is City of Joy. Go on her website, go on our website at thetakeaway.org, learn about it. This one is truly remarkable. Eve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.